Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Iranian economy is suffering. A combination of economic mismanagement by the government and pressure from sanctions because of the regime's refusal to live up to Iran's international nuclear obligations has driven prices to rise, the rial to plummet, oil production and revenue to shrink, and unemployment to climb. Food shortages have also been reported. But the Iranian regime, despite the hardships faced by the Iranian people, had the resources to provide weapons to Hamas-controlled Gaza for its recent missile attacks into Israel, attacks that reached as far as the population centers of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and drew a rigorous Israeli response. After the cessation of last month's 8 days of fighting between Hamas and Israel, large billboards appeared in Gaza expressing gratitude to Iran for its help. Ziad al-Nakla, deputy leader of the Islamic Jihad, another Palestinian terrorist group and ally of Hamas, said in an interview with Lebanese Al-Manar TV, "The arms of resistance, including those of Hamas, are Iranian, from the bullet to the missile." The head of Iran's parliament, Ali Larijani, said, "We proudly support the Palestinians, militarily and financially." He noted Iran's own problems with inflation, unemployment, and other economic issues in our country, but he said, "We are changing the region, and this will be a big achievement." In a recent speech in Washington, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton deplored the Iranian regime's exporting of terrorism, not only to Israel's doorstep, but across the world. "It is one reason," she said, "why the entire international community must prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon." She noted that a large coalition of nations has joined together to ratchet up the pressure to sharpen the choices facing Iran's leadership. But, Secretary Clinton said, "We take no pleasure in the hardship that Iran's choices have caused its own people to endure."
"We are making every effort to ensure that sanctions don't deprive Iranians of food, medicines, and other humanitarian goods. I travel the world working to help people everywhere take part in the global economy. And we never lose sight of the fact that Iranians deserve this no less than any other people."
It is tragic that Iran's own leaders, in their support for terrorism and their refusal to live up to their international nuclear obligations, have themselves so completely lost sight of what the Iranian people deserve.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.